Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Jefferson City Mayor Kerry Turgeon. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Gary, from a distance, we're practicing what we are preaching here, aren't we?
We are. This News Tribune on Tap is brought to you as a special installment of it. We are exercising social distancing here. I'm calling from my office. Kerry is at a site elsewhere. So, again, I appreciate her joining the call so we could ask her a few questions as to what's going on with the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, here in Jefferson City. So, Kerry, what measures is the city taking to help its residents adhere to the guidance and guidelines of the CDC and the state government?
Well, we're taking several measures, and I'll run through a few of those. One of them that you're very familiar with is the physical distancing, and I know when you mentioned social distancing, I think that really physical is what we're talking about, because we are encouraging people to be socially engaged, and we want them to be informed and know what's going on and having the information that you're putting out there, but encouraging the physical distance between people and physical distancing. So we're encouraging that. We had already put out an order last week about 10 people, you know, no more than 10 people are allowed at any sort of gathering. We've really put that out there, and then the state of Missouri put that out as well, and national guidelines. So we're following all of that. As you know, we did put into effect the restaurant order that people cannot go inside and eat inside restaurants. They need to do the grab and go and curbside and delivery service and drive through only. And so those are orders that we have put in place, and the state has also followed our guidelines too. We're all following those same guidelines with the state. There are some newer guidelines that have been put out even more recently, and one of those is technical advisory number one, which is more of the stay at home. We're trying to get that word out that we encourage people to stay at home as much as possible and to limit contact with people and work from home if possible. And we know we have our restaurant guidelines already in Cole County. We're encouraging other businesses to follow that lead and to encourage drive-up delivery and takeout rather than being inside in stores whenever possible. And if they have to be in a store, to follow the physical distancing between people and following how many people should be in there at a time and increasing hygiene. So that is really important, and we also issued a travel advisory for returning travelers. So that's a lot of information. I'd be happy to go into detail on any and all of those.
Okay. Well, and I would add, I know on the Cole County website that those technical advisories are listed there in PDF form, so folks could read them. We will also attach them to this podcast, so folks who are listening can easily read them. So what are some of the things you've seen residents or businesses do to try to meet these standards that, you know, perhaps are creative or just well thought out?
You know, this really is causing creativity like we've never seen before with how do we still do business when we can't have customer person-to-person contact. And what I've really seen is the amount of other businesses encouraging each other and members of the public that are trying to help and put out information about how they can still patronize these businesses through drive-up or delivery services more than ever. So definitely getting creative. For example, I am definitely not to highlight my own business, but I will say an example of what we're doing, and I hope that others would take this as an example for them, is that we're offering FaceTime shopping. It's something that we never have thought of before, and we borrowed that from other stores that were doing that. So allowing people to actually have that experience as if they're in a store. As we know, we're basically down to the bare basics of employees in any stores right now. So if they can shop through electronic means, whether it's just simply by phone or things like FaceTime, I know that, you know, social media has been a big help in times like these. and people are really giving shout-outs to those that are trying to be creative and trying to limit their staff and limit contact while also providing the services that people still need, you know, needing meals and those kind of things.
Well, so share with me, how does this FaceTime experience work? So I call you up through FaceTime, and I'm looking for Missouri State Bear paraphernalia. So you're going to walk me through what you have there?
Sure. We can actually show you. Now, our doors are closed, so we are not allowing customers to shop in-store. But what we are allowing is that we can show you through FaceTime, which you could actually view through, you know, electronically, all of our Missouri State Bears merchandise, for example. And then whatever you choose, we could check that out at the checkout and take your information by phone and payment by phone. And then when you're ready to drive by, you call us. We'll simply drop it off in your car, and there's no contact whatsoever needed.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a good experience. And as you say, I mean, certainly you come at this from a businesswoman's perspective there. I mean, you certainly understand what businesses throughout the town are facing. A principle of most businesses that face-to-face contact, and your example is one of many, I'm sure, that are out there. What are some areas, though, that you think we could improve our efforts to protect the public health and limit the spread of this virus?
There's several, I'm glad you asked. I think one that's very important right now is that people heed these advisories. So I talk to people that are trying to get a grasp on how we compare to other cities. And what I hear a lot of is, well, this city is doing this, or that county is doing that, or that state is doing that. You know, what we need to remember is we're all in this together. There is an advisory. It could change to an order. So that's just a little bit of a difference of how strict this is. But I would ask everyone to take these advisories that are being put out by Cole County Health Department as being the rule and being strict, because I think that's important. People are getting too caught up in, wait a minute, is it a requirement or just a recommendation? It doesn't matter. The mayor is saying you should take this as a requirement. It's a strong recommendation. You should implement these policies. These are the best practices. We should listen to Cole County Health Department, our lead agencies. They're following CDC guidelines. They're following recommendations. And we are collaboratively working with the county and the city and the state. And we're working together to do what's best. And when we put out these advisories and orders, we ask that they be followed. So as I put them out, I'm getting feedback and people are saying, well, advisory is fine, but how do you know people are going to follow it? Now, the other side of that is enforcement. And I don't think people want to say, well, you know, we're not going to listen unless it's an absolute order. So I think one of the big things we can do better on is saying, it really, yes, it matters if it's an advisory versus an order. And I think part of the difference is the manner that this is going out. We want everybody to remain calm. We want to still be able to do what has to be done. There are exceptions and there are essential operations, and that's all outlined in these orders. But we also ask that people listen, and whether it's an order or whether it's a recommendation or an advisory, that they take it to heart and say, this is what I should do with my business, with my family, with my coworkers. And they can have those conversations with their business owners, with their office managers, if they feel that maybe they're uncomfortable or having to go to work when maybe they don't want to. I have not talked to anyone that hasn't been able to have those conversations with their employers to make sure these policies are being implemented. So I just can't stress enough, we all have to come together and take these recommendations to heart, whether it's an advisory, a recommendation, or a requirement for an order. Those lines, to me, the terminology is very different, but it's all the same message. It's follow what we are putting out through the Cole County Health Department, please. And I need your help with that. I need the public's help with that. I need people to understand, rather than get caught up on, wait, is this a requirement or not? The whole point is, please do it. Do your best to comply with this in any way that you possibly can. It's for the safety of all of us together.
Right. So So, as you mentioned, some of the cities across the nation, and even here in Missouri, have ordered folks to stay home. It's not an advisory, it's an order. And do you sense that we should be doing that here in Mid-Missouri? Or maybe the better question is, what do you think would have to happen for us to go from this advisory stage to an outright order?
Well, CDC guidelines outline how that is done, which is what Cole County Health Department is following. So it really depends. It depends on the number of cases. Those are things that are factored in as to when communities issue an advisory or an order. And with the number of cases that we have currently in Cole County, the advisory was issued, but as numbers could potentially escalate, the advisory could become an order. So those are all factors that come to this. However, in anticipation of knowing that this is looking at other communities and knowing how this is spread and knowing what's inevitable, I think that having these advisories in place is critical. And that's why we put our advisory in place yesterday on March 23rd. Columbia's order goes into effect tomorrow. They just announced today that it will go in tomorrow. So we're all working towards the same thing. You asked, is it time to have a stay-at-home order? I would say very clearly, we have a stay-at-home advisory in place right now, and so people should follow it. Depending on number of cases, that could be escalated to an order at any time. So, you know, think of it, if it's easier for people to think about a weather advisory that can become a warning, you just sometimes don't know what's coming your way. Well, we know what's coming our way. We know that we have an advisory. It could become an order at any time. But please follow this advisory. We have it in place. People are asking, please put a stay-at-home order in place. We are telling people very clearly through Cole County Health Department, stay at home. I have the advisory in front of me, but encourage everybody to do that. It says, stay at home or place of residence, along with many other things in this advisory. But that is very clear. Please stay at home as much as you possibly can, other than for essential activities.
So, Carrie, what other thoughts would you like to share with our listeners?
I also want to touch on what I think is a very important advisory, and this is the travel technical advisory that was issued by Cole County Health Department on March 23rd. And as we know that a lot of these cases are travel-related, that the Cole County Health Department has asked that any travelers returning from outside Central Missouri are advised to stay home, avoid contact with others, and to do that for 14 days if possible. So we are asking travelers to do that on their own, and this is very important because we don't want travelers to come back and then be out in the community going back to work. They need to be very clear that this is the expectation that we are putting out there through Cole County Health Department. If you've traveled, hope you had a good trip and enjoyed it, but when you come home, it is your responsibility to keep the community safe and to self-quarantine for 14 days. And that is in this advisory very clearly recommending that travelers are advised to stay home.
So to clarify, I mean, is that travelers within the state or travelers? I mean, if you're coming in from Columbia or you're coming in from Springfield, this order is suggesting that you self-quarantine for 14 days?
Yes, this order says travelers returning from outside Central Missouri are advised to stay home, avoid contact with others, and monitor for symptoms. And so that is something that we are asking any traveler to take those measures, and that's what this travel advisory from the Public Health, Cole County Health Department states.
All right.
And I do have a few other things that I think is important, is to understand how the virus is spread and knowing that it is spread through droplets, through close contact, and just reminding people, don't touch your face. If I could title this podcast, that would be the title. That would be another episode of Don't Touch Your Face. This is the episode of the podcast with News Tribune. The mayor says, it's things you never think that you would say or have to tell people, and it's for all of us. You can realize how difficult that can be, but how important it is. It's very, very strictly important that people don't touch their face. So please understand how it spreads. Don't touch your face, wash your hands often, all the things that we keep telling you. And then along with that, as a mayor, I want the community to know how much I care for everyone in Jefferson City and Cole County, and that we need to take care of each other, and that social distancing is just physical distancing, and do whatever you can socially, using FaceTime to reach out to your loved ones. In fact, I did a Zoom meeting with my mom and sister last night for the first time, and so we could all be finally, like, together electronically. But not everybody has those electronic means, and it might just be an old-fashioned phone call to a friend or a neighbor that may not even have access online. Check in on them. So let's take care of each other. Our community is very strong and resilient. We've been through a tornado. We didn't think we would have another disaster less than a year out from that. But we know that we're equipped and we're strong and that we can do it. So if we all listen to these, whether it's an advisory or an order, just listen to it, take heed, do what you can. We all have to do our part, and to do it calmly. I mean, if we can just remain calm, that we will get through this. And just listen to these advisories, just please, and help get that word.
Well, Kara, I think that's great advice. I'd also add there, just be aware of your neighbors. There are some who can't get out, who may need groceries, medicines, things such as that, then there is a way to go get it and leave it on their porch so you minimize contact with them for those folks who are more at risk in the community. So I would also quickly add, we're not going to change the name of this podcast to Don't Touch Your Face. While I do recognize the importance of not touching your face. So, Kara, thank you again for joining us on short notice for this podcast, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, News Tribune, for helping us get the word out. We appreciate it.
I want to share some of the ways that we're trying to cover the community's response to the COVID-19 threat. On our website, we've created some general announcement pages where cancellations and announcements from businesses and government are being listed. We're updating the site regularly through the day with information, both locally and regionally, as it comes into us. If you have a print subscription, I'd encourage you to activate your digital subscription so that you can stay up to date as we update our news report throughout the day. From a coverage standpoint, we've pulled all of our coronavirus stories from behind our paywall. We see that as a public service so that you can be engaged and make informed decisions for yourself and for your family. At times like this, information is vital to the public safety. To that end, our mission is to provide that information to you. For us, it's a 365-day mission. I'd encourage you to consider subscribing to the News Tribune to help us fulfill that mission. You're not only investing in your community newspaper, but in your community itself. As always, we do welcome your story ideas or questions. You can send them to news@newstribune.com. Be safe, be informed, and wash your hands.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.